弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们都知道，今天就是我们今年的第一个主日。
Today is the first Lord's Day and then New Year.
我们感谢神，他在我们生命当中不断的带领。
We thank God for His continual guidance in our lives.
也是在每日的开始当中，我们的心中总是有一个期盼。
In the beginning of the year, we all have expectation in our hearts.
我们期待今年我们比去年更进步。
We expect that this new year will be better than last year.
在我们祷告当中，我们纪念到所有教会的弟兄姐妹的需要。
In our prayer, we remember all the needs of our brothers and sisters.
也相信神在这点当中会大大的赐给每一个弟兄姐妹在灵里面他的祝福跟带领。
We believe that God will continue to bless us spiritually.
所以在今天是2020的第一个主日当中，我讲到题目是一句祷告的话。
The first Lord's Day of 2020, my topic for the sermon is actually a prayer.
那就是新年的祷告。
It's a prayer for the new year.
愿真理和爱带动我们的2020年。
May truth and love drive us in 2020.
那这是我心中的祷告跟恳求。
This is Reverend Miles' prayer and also his pleading.
所以在我们今天我想跟大家分享到底什么力量在带动我们往前走。
Today, we want to share what kind of power drives us forward.
我们被什么力量带动着？
What kind of power will drive us?
我们就会成为那样的人。
Then we'll become that kind of person.
从约翰福音、启示录、约翰一二三书，甚至今天我们要读的约翰二书的一到三节。
From the Gospel of John, from Revelation, from the book First John, Second John, and Third John, including today's, we're going to study Second John.
我们看到使徒约翰的一生有一股力量在带动他。
We can see Apostle John, there's a power that's driving him.
从他年轻的时候到年老的阶段。
Since he was young until he was older.
这股带动他的力量一直都没有离开过他。
And this power has never left him.
直到他安然见主了并为主。
Until he had to see the Lord.
你可以想知道是什么带动着使徒约翰的心。
Do you know what is driving Apostle John?
我想说是神的灵。
It's a God's spirit.
神带动使徒约翰的心。
God was driving Apostle John's heart.
使他在圣灵里领受真理和爱的带动。
That he was driven by spirit to the truth and love.
以致他在写书信的时候充满爱跟真理。
So we can see that in his writing is filled with love and truth.
所以希望在2020年带动使徒约翰的灵，也带动着我们在座的每一位。
So we hope that in 2020, the spirit that leads Apostle John will also lead all of us.
好不好，现在我们一起来念一下我们今天要念这段经，我们先念中文的。
Let's read today's passage in Chinese first.
然后我们来念英文。
Then we'll read in English.
请做长老的写信给蒙拣选的太太和他的儿女，就是我诚心所爱的，不但我爱，也是一切知道真理之人所爱的。爱你们是为真理的缘故，这真理存在我们里面，也必永远与我们同在。恩惠、怜悯、平安，从父神和他儿子耶稣基督，在真理和爱心上，必常与我们同在。
Second John, verse 1:1. The elder to the lady chosen by God and to her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all who know the truth, because of the truth which lives in us and will be with us forever.Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, will be with us in truth and love.
这段圣经的关键字是蒙拣选、爱、真理、恩惠、怜悯、平安。
The key word in this passage is chosen, love, truth, grace, mercy, and peace.
如果这些关键词要我用一句话来描述它的意思的话，我会这么说。
If you want to use one sentence to describe all of this, I can say in this way.
教会是基督的童女，蒙神拣选。
The church is a virgin chosen for Christ.
成为基督的心腹。
Become the bride of Christ.
以爱和真理为根基。
Use love and truth as a foundation.
带动教会服侍我主耶稣基督的国。
To lead the church to serve our Lord Jesus Christ.
是恩惠、怜悯、平安，从父神和他儿子耶稣基督大大的加给我们。
Grace, mercy, and peace from God will be given to us through His Son Jesus Christ.
第三节使徒约翰对我们新的一年的问候是恩惠怜悯平安必常与我们同在。
Verse 3 Apostle Paul, John said Grace, mercy and peace from God be with all of us.
恩惠是什么？
What is grace?
恩惠是那些因受惩罚的人却得到不配得的恩宠。
What is grace? Grace is the one who should be punished did not receive the unworthy favor.
怜悯是对那些有罪并受鄙视的人施以同情怜悯。
Mercy is for those sinners and those who are looked down to give them sympathy and compassion.
那平安呢，就是因着神施恩惠和怜悯，以致人和神能恢复和谐的关系。
And peace is talking about because God's mercy and grace that man can reconcile with God to have a harmonious relationship.
这三种福气都是从父神和他儿子耶稣基督而来的。
All these three blessings came from God the Father and His Son Jesus Christ.
父神是来源，儿子是途径。
Father is the source and the Son is the way.
所以这三种福气不断借着圣灵带动我们的生命。
And these three blessings continue through Holy Spirit to lead us.
从年初到年末。
From the beginning of the year to the end of the year.
弟兄姐妹，人看不见神，但却看得见被神带动的你。
Brother and sister, people cannot see God, but they can see you who is led by God.
一个人可能没有熟读圣经，但看得见活出上帝话语的你。
People may not be familiar with the Bible, but they can see you who lived out the words of God in your life.
因为你的生命被神的话语带动着。
As your life is driven by God's word.
所以谁是主的门徒呢？
So we ask, who is God's apostle?
Disciples. 就是那些愿意被基督的呼召带动的人。
Disciples are the ones who are willing to be led by Jesus Christ.
我希望我们在2020年，我们都愿意被基督的呼召来带动着我们。
I believe in the year 2020, we'll be willing to be led by Jesus Christ.
所以我可以很肯定、很负责任的说，圣经中所有被神重用的人，他们的心都被神带动着。
And say affirmatively that in the Bible, all those people who were used by God, their heart were driven by God.
面对2020年，你希望带动你、带动你的家庭、带动你的服事、带动你的将来的是什么？
In the year 2020, what do you like to drive your family and your service and your future?
在2020年，如果我们要得力、要得胜，我们需要神的带动。
In the year 2020, if we want to have strength, if we want to be victorious, we need to be driven by God.
今年我祷告神在四方面来带动我们。
This year, I pray that in four areas that will be driven by God.
第一方面就是愿2020年我们被神的应许带动着。
Number one, may we be driven by God's promise in 2020.
因为被神的应许带动，我们的思想会是不一样的。
As we're driven by God's promise, our thinking will be different.
我们会专注在神的应许上面。
We'll focus on God's promise.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
他所应许的每一句话，一句不漏空，句句定准。
His promise will deal indeed be fulfilled.
我们看到耶稣要抓住神的应许。
We can see Joshua hold on to God's promise.
神跟他说，我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在，我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
God promised him, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you, nor forsake you.
所以耶稣亚就很安心的让神的应许来带动他。
So Joshua had peace and continued to rely on God's promise.
神又应许他，你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
God also promised the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
所以他就在此的带动当中走遍迦南地，与当时的迦南妻族征战。
So under God's guidance, and he went into the land of Canaan and was fighting with the other tribes.
就像我们所知道的出埃及记诗歌当中的部分歌词这么说的。
Just like the Exodus song is described in this way.
他说这块土地是我的。上帝赐给了我这块土地，给了我这块勇敢古老的土地。
So this land is mine. God gave this land to me, this brave and ancient land to me.
为了将这块土地变成我们家园，如果我必须奋战，我就奋战到底。
To make this land our home, if I must fight, I will fight to the end.
以便将这块土地变成我们自己的，直到奋战至死，这块土地是我的。
To make this land our own, until I die, this land is mine.
当我们在读整个约书亚记的时候，我们读起来是很轻松。
As we read the book of Joshua, it seems that it's very simple and easy.
就那些非常惊心动魄的征战当中，我们再看来也没有什么。
But as we read through those fighting, it's actually very exciting.
但是在每个征战当中，对耶稣亚，对整个以色列百姓来讲，是多么大、多么大的征战。
In every battle for Joshua and for the Israelites, indeed, a great battle.
他们从来不知道会不会打胜仗。
They did not know if they will be victorious.
他们这个信念，我们不能被打败。
They only have one faith in God that they cannot fail.
为了不被打败，他们只有一条路可以走。
There's only one way for them to go.
在将要进入了迦南美地，他们当得的时候，他们必须要信靠神的带领。
They need to rely on God's guidance as they enter the land of Canaan.
他们能征服迦南，不是靠他们的拳头大。
They did not conquer the land of Canaan because they are stronger.
而是靠那个坐在宝座上的万军之耶和华的能力。
Because they depend on the ability of the Lord who sat on the throne.
所以被神的应许带动的意思，就是我们是用神的爱来思想、来服侍，用信心来过日子。
So what does it mean to be driven by God's promise? Is that we use God's love and His thinking to serve Him.
所以无论思想什么、判断什么、说什么，都应该用神爱的眼光来看待。
So regardless of what we're thinking and how do we judge what we say, we need to use God's love to look at things.
神给我们的应许就是，不管我们的条件如何，现况如何，神是信实的，必与我们同在。
God's promises, regardless of our resource, our condition, God is faithful; He will be with us.
神要成就他在我们当中他所应许的。
He will fulfill what He promised.
在新的一年当中，神借着先知以赛亚这么说。
In this new year, we can rely on what God told the prophet as Isaiah.
我们用你所熟悉的以色列这段圣经，你不要
害怕，因为我与你同在。不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用公义的右手扶持你。
在现在一年，这里有一个好消息要给你。
In this new year, we have a great news for you.
让神的应许带动，就是领受神从亘古以来在圣经当中量给他的子民的祝福，今天必实现在我们这一代人身上。
To be driven by God's promise means that from ancient time, all the promise in the Bible, His and His blessings to His people will be fulfilled in this generation.
我们是一代领受神应许的一个族群。
We are a group that receive God's blessings.
我们是神在这个世代当中，他特别拣选的一群人来承受他从亘古以来要赐福给他子民的祝福，在我们身上要彰显出来。
We are chosen by God in this modern world that will receive all the ancient blessings that He's given.
这不是个空谈。
This is not an empty word.
不是个妄想。
This is not just
empty. 因为这是神在他的话语当中已经应许给我们的。
Because in God's word, He has promised to us.
当我们不怀疑神的应许的时候，我们就必得着神所应许在我们身上的一切。
We trust in God's promise, we'll receive what He has given to us.
也相信神在2020年对教会的 CCCSB 他有不同的带领。
We know that in year 2020, God has a special guidance for us.
第二点我跟大家分享的。
Number two,
愿2020年我们被神的目的带动着。
May we be driven by God's purpose in 2020.
我相信我们今天聚在一起不是偶然的。
I believe that we gather here is not coincidental.
是在神的拣选当中的必然。
It's God's chosen destiny.
也就是说，很多事情都有它存在的理由。
Many things have its reason.
每个人都有被造的理由。
We have the reason for being created.
甚至你活着的理由，你受苦的理由。
There's a reason for us to be living or to suffer.
或者是被祝福财富的理由。
Or there's a reason for us to be blessed and to be abundant.
这些都是神在他的教会在我们身上的目的。
These are the purpose of God in us.
你知道吗？神用他的目的带动我们。
You know that God used His purpose to drive us.
他有一个最高最高的心愿。
There's a highest wish.
就是要把我们带动到像他儿子耶稣基督一样。
To to guide us until we're becoming more and more like Jesus Christ.
我弟兄姐妹，这是神的目的。
This is God's purpose.
这是非常重要的。
Very, very important.
神要把我们带动到像他的儿子耶稣基督一样。
God wants to guide us until we become more and more like Christ.
有能力。
To have the ability.
有荣美。
To have glory.
生活当中可以荣耀他。
In our life we can glorify God.
我们可以成为别人的祝福。
We can become a blessing to others.
弟兄弟们，这是神的目的。
This is God's purpose.
我们每一个人都在这个目的里被神带动着。
We continue to be driven under this purpose.
就像他在罗马书第八章二十九节这样说的话。
In the book of Romans, chapter 8:29, says.
好不好？我们一起来念这段圣经。
I'll read it together.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。你们看到神真的希望他的儿子在许多的弟兄当中做长子。
That his son might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters.
所以神的一个很大的目的，很高的心愿。
So God's highest purpose.
他要把我们带动到像他的儿子一样。
He wants all of us to become more and more like Christ.
成为他的儿子的弟兄。
To become the brother and sister of his son.
好叫他的儿子耶稣基督在众长子当中来做长子。
So Jesus Christ will be the oldest son among all the sons.
这是神的目的。
This is God's purpose.
神要有许多儿子。
God wants to have many sons.
神要有这许多儿子都像他一个独生儿子一样。
He wants all the sons to be more and more like Christ.
这样他的儿子就不再是个独生子。
Then Jesus is not the only son anymore.
而是在许多弟兄当中做长子的。
He's actually just the oldest among many.
也就是神，他拥有很多很多的儿子。
And God will have many, many sons and daughters.
而这些儿子都在聚合在他的儿子耶稣基督的底下，耶稣基督成为长子来带动我们。
And Jesus Christ will be the oldest among all the sons and daughters to lead us.
神的目的就是要得到这样的一群人。
God's purpose is to have this group of people with him.
在新的一年当中，神期望你就是其中之一。
In this new year, God wants you to become one of them.
神希望 CCCSB 都是一群他所爱的儿子。
God hopes that in CCCSB we are all sons and daughters that are loved by Him.
感谢神，神在这里将他自己的心意打开给我们看。
Thank God that God has revealed His heart to us.
他还把他的计划中的秘密告诉我们。
And He revealed the secret of His plan to us.
神的目的带动的方法就是要带动我们的心。
God's purpose to lead us to our heart.
我们的心如果没有被带动的话，我们身体不会往前走。
If our heart is not driven, then we will not walk forward.
就像在箴言告诉我们说，你要保守你的心胜过保守一切一样。
Proverbs said we need to cherish our heart more than others.
你的意思的果效是由心发出的。
So whatever we do comes from our heart.
所以当时他带动我们的时候，他现在要带动是带动我们的心。
So first God needs to guide our heart, so then we'll guide our body.
当神带动我们的心的时候，我们的身体就跟着心，我们的心走。
As he guides our heart, our body will follow.
所以在新的一年当中，我们要确认我们的心是不是被神所带动着。
So in this new year, we need to reflect: is our heart truly driven by God?
这个世界上有很多力量要影响你的心，要带动你的心。
There are many things in this world to distract you and affect your heart.
但我们要保守我们的心。
But we need to protect our heart.
让我们的心唯独的、单单的被神的来带动而已。
We need to protect our heart that we should truly only follow God.
让其他力量都离开我们。
And to get rid of all the other distracting factors.
创世纪第四章的第三到第七节。
Genesis chapter 4, verses 3 to 7.
我们看到这是人类第一次的敬拜。
And this recorded the first time that human worshiped God.
那这种礼拜的意义是为了将原先自己的想法转变成神的想法。
The worship, the true meaning is to change your own thinking, get rid of it, and to become God's thinking.
把我们原来的想法变成神的想法，这叫做礼拜。
To change our own thinking to become God's thinking. This is the true worship.
也许在祷告当中，在聚会当中，你经常听到牧师祷告说，让我们空空的来，然后怎么样，满满的回去，对不对？
Maybe you have heard that we want you to come empty-handed and return full.
什么叫空空的来，满满的回去？
What does it mean to come empty-handed and return full?
就是我们在礼拜中把原先自己的想法倒空了。
That in the worship service, you get rid of your own thinking.
然后转换成神的想法。
You change it into God's thinking.
装满神的想法。
To be filled by God's thinking.
带着神的目的回去。
And go back with God's purpose in mind.
这就是空空的来，满满的回去。
It means come empty-handed and be filled.
如果你是忧忧愁愁的来做礼拜
，You come to worship in sadness.
然后你做完礼拜又忧忧愁愁的回去了
，You go back still sad.
那跟说明你根本没有用心灵跟诚实来敬拜。
It means you did not come to worship in spirit and in truth.
你没有领会到神的目的。
You did not understand God's purpose.
神要我们的生命是丰丰富富的。
God wants to give us abundant life.
就像在约翰福音第十章第十节他所说的话。
Like John 10:10.
在那再解他说，盗贼来是我要杀害毁坏，然后人子来是要教养得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
The Son of God come to this world to give us life and to give us abundant life.
神要给我们是个丰丰富的生命。
God wants us to have abundant life.
所以要给我们满满的回去。
So we can return full.
所以在敬拜当中，不是你一个人在敬拜。
So as we come to worship, it's not just you worshiping by
yourself. 而是我们在一起敬拜的时候，是带着神的祝福，带着神的力量，装满神一切要成就在我们身上，那么我们回去了。
As we worship together, we receive God's blessing together, and then we can go back home full of God's thinking.
你看到但以理他被掳到巴比伦。
When Daniel was exiled into Babylon,
他的整个生活在神的带动的目的当中带动着他。
But his life was continued to be driven by God's purpose.
所以，但以理的生活是被神带的目的带动的。
So his life was led by God.
所以他不玷污自己。
So he did not defile himself.
他也不想吃王给他要吃的东西。
He did not eat the king's food.
这是什么意思？
What does it mean?
是在鼓励我们。
To encourage us.
鼓励那些想要戒酒、想要戒烟，甚至包括想要减肥的弟兄姐妹。
It's actually an encouragement for those people who try to stop smoking, stop alcohol, or people who try to lose weight.
有很多事我们想要做，可是我们做不到。
Many things we want to do, but we cannot accomplish it.
我们觉得那样很好，可是我们做不来。
We know something is good, but we cannot do it.
可是当我们看到但以理的生命的时候，我们跟神说：“神啊，给我像但以理那样的生命来荣耀你。”
But as we see the life of Daniel, we can ask God, Lord, please give us the strength to live the life that Daniel lived.
我不玷污我的生命。
I don't want to defile myself.
我不随心所欲。
I don't want to do whatever I want.
我甚至王膳我都不想吃。
I don't want to eat the king's food.
我只要在你面前做一个敬虔的人来服侍你。
I just want to be a committed person before you to serve you.
就在你里面我才能得着力量。
In you, I have strength.
离开你我什么都不能做。
Apart from you, I can do nothing.
敬拜神不代表你的烦恼就会没有。
Worship God doesn't mean that you have no worries.
教会敬拜的能力不在于敬拜外表的样式或是人数的多寡。
The church, the power of worship does not depend on how we worship or how many people are here.
而是在于多少人活出圣洁。
It depends on how many people want to live a holy life.
这是彰显神最具体的表现。
This is the most, obvious manifestation of God's power.
这是神的目的。
This is God's purpose.
第三个我们要分享是愿2020年我们被神的全能带动着。
Number three, may we be driven by God's almighty power in 2020.
身为主荣耀儿女是有权柄的。
As God's glorious children, we have authority.
这个权柄是因为我们被神 的这个全能带动着。
We have authority because we were driven by God's mighty power.
因为神的全能临在我们的身上。
God's power comes into our lives.
以致我们在新的一年当中，现在愿望当中可以达成，可以去做，因为神的力量在我们身上。
We have God's strength in us, so we can accomplish the thing that we want to do in the new year.
我们每天过日子是否有权柄来生活呢？
Do we have authority as we live our lives?
这意思不是说你的讲话声比较大，你赚钱比较多，你握手力量比较大。
It doesn't mean that you speak louder, or you have more money, or you have more strength.
或者你长得比较好看。
Or you are better looking.
不是这些。
The true authority is not like that.
真正的权柄是从谦卑的接待他、信他名而来的。
True authority came from humility and you're willing to accept his name.
这样的人神就赐给他一个权柄来做神儿女的权柄。
Through that, God gave them authority, the right, the authority and the privilege to become his children.
我会经常讲到这个做神儿女的权柄这件事情。
We will talk about the privilege of being God's children.
在英文当中对这个字 他有不同的翻译。
In English, there's many different ways to translate this word.
他说 the right, the authority, the privilege.
You can translate as a right, as authority, or as privilege.
那这是告诉我们说，这个权柄是个很重要的一件事情。
So this authority is this very, very important thing.
可是我们经常就忽略这个权柄。
But often we neglect it.
啊，觉得我自己什么都不会。
Like, we, oh, I cannot do anything.
哦，我这个不行，那个不行。
I cannot do this, I cannot do that.
我们在看见我们自己。
We look down on ourselves.
当我们看见我们自己的时候，是我们对神的权柄没有信心。
If we look down on ourselves, that means we have no faith in God's authority.
神不要他的儿女这样子。
God does not want his children to be like that.
神要带领我们在他的全能里面来带领带动我们。
God wants to drive us in his almighty power.
所以这是我们成为一个有神尊贵儿女的身份的人。
So we can become having the identity of God's precious children.
既然知道我们真正的身份，我们要对神给我们的一切条件感到自豪。
Once we understand our true identity, then we should be proud of what God's given to us.
不管你读多少书
，regardless how much you have studied,
做多少事情
，how many things you have done.
神会按着的样子来爱你，来赐力量给你。
God will according to who you are to love you and give you strength.
当你敬畏他，他会用他的权来带动你。
As you respect him, he will guide you with his power.
带动你的儿女。
To guide you and your children.
带动你的家庭。
Your family.
你的事业。
Your work.
你的健康。
Your health.
你的一切一切都在他的带动当中。
Everything will be guided by him.
我们身上有神全能的带动，才能够叫人服我们。
If we have God's power within us, then we can overcome others.
这样才是有权柄的。
Then we have truly have God's authority.
当神的全能带动我们，我们就不用处处跟别人比较。
When God's power is guiding us, we don't need to constantly compare ourselves with others.
因为神用他的全能带动你，使你成为他手中合用的器皿。
As we're driven by His almighty power, we can be used for vessel for Him.
如果是没有他的全能带动你，你永远不可能成为神手中合用器皿。
If we do not have God's power in us, we cannot become a vessel for Him.
不管你多么有恩赐
，regardless how much talent that you may have，
没有神全能的带领，你所做的事情到最后都是空的。
Without God's strength to guide you, everything you do is in vain.
这是我们祷告，愿2020年我们被神的全能带动的原因。
That's why we want to pray in the year 2020. We want to be led by God's power.
神会用他的权力来带动你，在你身上来成全他的功。
God will use His power to guide you so to accomplish the thing that He wants you to do.
我们来看这段圣经对我们的应许。
Let's take a look at the promise here.
我们一起来念腓立比书第二章十三节。
Let's read together the book of Philippians chapter 2:13.
请。
For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill His good purpose.
因为你们立志行事都是神在哪里，在你们心里面运行。
For it is God who works in you.
为什么神要在你们心里面的运行，用他的全能在你们心中运行什么事情呢？
Why does God want to work in our hearts?
是那个目的。
His purpose.
他要成就他的美在我们生命当中。
To fulfill His good purpose in us.
在新的一年当中的每一天里面，就我们被他的全能带动着，我们就能成就他是要成就的事情。
So in this year, with that God to work in us, then we can fulfill His good purpose.
最后我们要分享的是，愿2020年我们被神的爱和真理带动着。
Lastly, may we be driven by God's love and truth in 2020.
我们都看到了今天礼拜当中，我们的执事跟团契负责人就任了。
In today's worship, we know we have installation of the deacons and the fellowship leaders.
我在这再重复一次，这个就任不就是与神跟神家的立约。
I want to repeat that this installation is a covenant between God and God's home.
这是神圣的。
This is a holy.
这是神所喜悦的。
This is pleasing to God.
这不仅仅是个仪式而已。
Not just a ceremony.
所以神告诉我们说，你们如此侍奉也是理所当然的。
Then you serve in this way is deserved.
所以在你们就要前进你们的事工之前，我希望你们知道。
So as you basically start your service, I want you to know one thing.
你们的侍奉是神带动你的服事。
Your service is driven by God to serve Him.
千万不要用血气来服事。
Don't serve him with your flesh and blood.
不要用你的感觉来服侍。
Don't serve him with your own feeling.
你的服侍要在使得应许的带动、使得目的的带动、使得权力的带动和神的爱和真理的带动中来服侍。
Your service should be driven by God's promise, God's purpose, God's power.
这才是神他所要的侍奉。
Then this kind of service is what he wants.
所以在这里，我要你分辨什么是侍奉主，什么是办理事务。
So I want you to make a distinction between what is serving God and what is just taking care of routine business.
若是为了满足人而做，这是事务。
If you're just trying to satisfy other people, then this is just work.
哦，你希望你所做大家都很开心，大家都非常非常喜欢。
You want to do something that pleases everybody.
弟兄姐妹，这只是个事务而已。
Then this is just work.
但若是为了服侍主而做的话，这才是侍奉。
But you truly to serve God by serving Him.
你真的在侍奉主，你也能叫弟兄姐妹开心，叫他们平安，叫他们喜乐。
As you serve God, you also bring peace and joy to brothers and sisters.
若有空闲时间才来参与，这是事务。
If you only serve when you have time, this is just work.
若觉得非常繁忙，却仍然委身，这才是侍奉。
Among your busy schedule, you're still willing to commit. This is true service.
所以你的侍奉不是看天气的。
So your service does not depend on the weather.
你的侍奉不是看人的变的。
Your service does not depend on how other people is pleased or not.
你的侍奉是单单的跟神连接在一起。
Your service is truly only connected with God.
你会认定这是神对你的呼召。
You will realize this is God's calling.
外面的一切没有办法影响你在神面前的忠心侍奉。
The external environment cannot affect your faithful service to God.
若因为没有人称赞或感谢就灰心放弃，这是事务。
If you just get discouraged, if people do not appreciate you or thank you, then this is just work.
但是若是没有人赞扬或欣赏，仍旧坚持，这才是侍奉。
But if you're still willing to serve without other people keep constantly appreciating you, then this is true service.
若是看中这个成本多少，这是事务。
If you're constantly looking at the cost, then this is just work.
若看中的是是否忠心在神的事工上，这才是侍奉。
But what you focus on is if you're faithfully serving Him, then this is true service.
所以我要说的重点是
，So what I'm trying to emphasize is，
若神呼召你去侍奉，请不要将它当成个事务来做。
If God's calling you to serve Him, this is not work.
最美的侍奉就是为神说，为神活，为神思想，为神献上自己。
The most beautiful type of service is to speak for God, to live for God, to think for God, and to offer yourself for God.
一个认真服侍的人，如果失去爱和真理
，A person who is truly earnestly willing to serve, if they lose love and truth,
就会在律法当中服侍。
When you serve under the law,
在苦读当中服侍。
You serve in bitterness.
在责任当中服侍，
甚
至在埋怨当中来服侍。没有喜乐的服侍，服侍就不美。
Your service has no joy, then it's not a beautiful service.
不会让人感动。
Would not move others.
所以希望你2020年的服侍能让神、让人都感动的。
I hope that in 2020, your service can truly move God and move others.
德蕾莎修女说，如果你老是批评别人，你就没有时间去爱他们。
Mother Teresa said, if you judge others all the time, you have no time to love them.
因为我们在批评他，我们不可能去爱他。
If you constantly criticize another, you cannot love them.
我们把这个人放在我们的批评里面，我们来对他指指点点。
If you're constantly criticizing this person,
你没有办法去爱他。
You cannot love them.
你眼睛在观察他。
You're constantly observing their
thoughts. 这个眼神不是关怀的眼神。
Your eyes is not caring.
这个眼神是批判的眼神。
You look at them with a very sharp eyes and criticize them.
所以我非常同意 Mother Teresa 她讲这个说，如果你老是评判别人，你就没有时间去爱他们。
So I agree with what Mother Teresa says. If you judge others all the time, you have no time to love them.
而且 Mother Teresa 她说她用一生来实践这句看似非常简单的话。
You can see that Mother Teresa used her own life to live out this very simple sentence.
我希望2020年我们将来是个非常和谐的教会。
I hope in the year 2020 our church will be a harmonious church.
我们一直把祷告的重心放在这个地方。
We put our emphasis in prayer about this.
教会有很多人。
We have many people in the church.
我希望是很多人就像一个人一样而已。
I hope that we all become one.
我们 在一起服侍
，is all serve together，
建立一个服侍团队
，become a unity of service，
我会成为一个非常美的教会
，will become a beautiful，
非常感动的教会
，a very moving church。
玛丽·特瑞莎她还讲了一句话
，Mother Teresa said one more thing，
她说有些人进入你的生活作为祝福，其他作为功课。
Some people enter your life as a blessing， but some people enter you as lessons。
那教会就是这样子
，church is like that。
有些人真的在你的生命当中进入你的生命生活里面是在祝福你的
Some people enter your life as blessings
但现在只作为你的学习的功课
There are other people enter your life as lessons for you
不管他是谁
Regardless who they are
我们存这两种心态
We'll have these kind of thinking
我们接受这一份祝福
We'll accept these
来自弟兄姐妹非常美的祝福
We'll accept our blessings from brothers and sisters
我们也感谢神把这样的功课放在我们身边让我们来学习
But we also thank God for the lesson that he's given to us
这是我要学习的
This is what I want to learn
感谢神就把这两种放在我们的服事当中与生命当中
We thank God for putting these two types of people in our lives so we can
我很喜欢 R.C. Sproul 他讲了一句话
R.C. Sproul said one thing
他说我们的安全感不是基于我们抓紧耶稣而是基于耶稣抓紧我们
We are secure not because we hold tightly to Jesus but because he holds tightly to us
很多时候我们想说我们好好把紧紧地抓住耶稣基督。
Sometimes we say, "Oh, we need to hold on tightly to Jesus."
但是你扪心自问一下
，But you ask yourself truly,
你有多少时间你真的是紧紧地抓住耶稣基督
？How much time do you truly hold on tight to Jesus?
到底耶稣基督在你生命当中有多么重要
？Jesus, how important is Jesus in your life?
如果你是每天紧紧抓住耶稣基督的话，耶稣基督的生命一定在你生命当中来彰显他自己。
If you truly hold on to Jesus every moment, then he will manifest in your life.
所以这句话是个反向思考。
So this is a negative analogy.
我们的安全感不是基于我们抓紧耶稣基督。
Our security is not based on we holding on tight to Jesus.
因为我们经常没有。
Because we will fail.
而是基于基督耶稣他紧紧地抓住我们。
Our security is based on Jesus holding tight.
2020年你愿意把你的手交给耶稣基督吗
2020, are you willing to give your hands to Jesus?
2020年你愿意把你的家庭把你的事业交给耶稣基督吗
Are you willing to give your family, your work to Jesus?
2020年你愿意把你的事业把你的孩子交给耶稣基督吗
Are you willing to give your children to Jesus?
我们需要为这个祷告
We need to pray about this.
求主紧紧地抓住我们
May God hold tightly to us
求神不要放过我们每一个人
May God not let go of us
来带动我们
To drive us
在他的旨意里面
In his will
当我们被主的应许目的权柄真理和爱带动我们才能够得到真实的能力来超越那些短暂的是我们分析的这个世界
When our hearts truly driven by God's promise His purpose His authority HisTruth and love, then we can truly have that strength to overcome these temporary things that distract us in this world.
最近在看到一个牧师在讲一句话，我非常有感触。
Grandma heard this sentence from a pastor.
就是我下面要讲这些话。
He says,
有恩赐不会让人尊敬你。
You have lots of gifts, would not that other people respect you?
真的，你有什么恩赐？你再大的恩赐不会让人尊敬你。
Even A great gift that you have would not make other people respect you.
有品德才会让人来尊敬你。
But your moral character would that other people respect you.
恩赐到最后都会过去。
Gift is in vain, it's temporary.
而品德是实实在在的。
But your character is real, it's true.
品德是装不出来的。
You cannot fake it.
品德是做不出来的。
Your character cannot just make up.
就像厚道这两个字，我不知道应该怎么去讲这个厚道。厚道是永远装不出来的。
Like to be very down to earth and very sincere, you cannot fake it. 厚道的，
厚道呀。Yeah. Yeah, 所以恩赐是短暂的。
So the gift is temporary.
只有品德是长远让人感动的。
But your character is forever and actually can move others.
我们希望在新的一年我们都有这样的品德。
We hope that in the new year we have this kind of character.
不单单是希望别人来感动。
Not just to move other people.
而是因为我们是神的儿女。
But because we are children of God.
我们需要那样的品德在我们生命里面。
We need to have that kind of character in our life.
最后我要跟大家分享是服事实际是成长改变跟突破
The reality of service is growth, change and breakthrough
耶稣说你若能信再信的人凡事多能
Jesus said everything is possible for him who believes
你相信这句话吗
Do you believe in this verse?
相信吗
Do you believe it?
可以举手一下吗
Can you raise your hand if you believe it? Everything is possible for him who believes.
谢谢
Thank you.
不要怀疑
Do not have doubt.
你若能信
If you truly believe.
再信的人凡事都能
Everything is possible for him.
不管你的年龄
Regardless of your age.
不管你的性别
Regardless of your gender.
不管你的计划
Regardless of your plan.
不管你是谁
Regardless of who you are.
耶稣说你若能信
Jesus said, if you believe.
在新的人凡事都能
Everything is possible
我希望在新的一年的一个开始你把这句话吃到你里面来
I hope in this new year you take this word into you
你若能信在新的人凡事都能
Everything is possible for him who believes
让我再多用一点时间在过去这一年你有什么不能的
In this past year was something you could not do
在过去这一年你有什么做不到的
In this past year was it something you did not accomplish
那已经过去了
That is past
但是耶稣在邀请我们耶稣要端正我们的看法跟眼光
But Jesus inviting us to look at the new year with a right
你若能信
If you truly believe
在世的人凡事都能
Everything is possible
你们说阿们吗
You say amen
巴菲特说
Warren Buffett said
做你没有做过的事情叫成长
Do the things you have never done is growth
做你不愿意做的事情叫改变
Do the things you're not willing to do is Change.
做你不敢做的事情叫突破
Do the things that you're afraid to do is breakthrough
2020年如果你想要成长你想要改变你想要突破你一定要让神来带动你
In the year 2020 if you want to grow if you want to change if you want to breakthrough you need God to guide you
可以吗
Is this good?
可以吗
Are you willing?
最后送你一句话带回家的信息
Lastly, give you one sentence to give it to your family.
从负面去看人，这心肠也会冷下来，会凉下来。
If you look at people from a very negative perspective, even your enthusiasm will grow cold.
再说一次，从负面去看人，热心肠也会凉下来。
If you look at people from a negative perspective, your enthusiasm will grow cold.
不单单是你自己凉下来，别人都凉下来了。
Not only you will grow cold, other people will grow cold.
但是，从正面去想一个人看人，冷心肠也会热起来。
But if you look at people from a positive perspective, then your cold heart will be warmed up.
希望我们真是能够从正面去看一个人来评价他。
Hope that we can all look at each other with a positive perspective.
更何况我们没有好到可以去 judge 一个人。
And we really truly have no right to judge other people.
这是耶稣在告诉我们。
That's what Jesus taught us.
2020年你要过一个得胜的生命，你要过一个得胜的生活，你必须要把你眼光摆对的地方。
In 2020, you want to live a victorious life. You need to put your perspective in the right place.
你要把你眼光放在耶稣基督身上。
You want to focus on Jesus Christ.
你要比，你就去跟他去比吧。
You want to compare yourself, compare with Jesus.
不要去跟人比。
Don't compare with others.
做你自己的事情。
Do the thing that you need to do.
安静的过日子。
To live your life.
依靠耶稣过得胜的生活。
Depend on Jesus to live a victorious life.
这是2020年一开始我跟大家分享的信息。
This is a message I want to give you in the beginning of the year 2020.
也许比较沉重，但是每句都从我心中讲出来。
Maybe it's a little bit heavy, but it comes from a Reverend Mao's heart.
因为在这边已经牧会五年了。
Reverend Mao has been here for 5 years now.
也跟弟兄姐妹成为好的弟兄姐妹，爱主的弟兄姐妹一起来成长。
We truly have grown together with brothers and sisters here.
愿一切荣耀颂赞都归给主。
May all praise and glory be unto God.